can get them. I'd like to call the August 28th, 2023 meeting to order. Would you all join me by pledge allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Susan Young.
Boyd Charlie.
Brian Brock.
Pat Moran.
Thank you. We had scheduled the 6:30 for a public hearing, but we're going to move the fire department's presentation. Brandon Skoglin? Did I say it close?
That'll work.
Okay. From Elliott Hospital to present an AED recognition to the first responders.
Is this an alright place to?
Any place you would like.
Very good. So ladies and gentlemen of the board, Tom, thank you for allowing me to come out on behalf of the Elliott Hospital to provide some recognition for the first responders for what's a pretty amazing kind of course of events. So my name is Brandon Skoglund. I'm the EMS coordinator for the Elliott Hospital. I'd like to thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to tell the story of Ronald Severino and the events that took place on July 21st of this year. Some of you may have already heard parts of this story, however, the outcome and the performance of responders should be brought forward for all to know in order to express the importance of CPR and AED training and the unique set of circumstances that happened. On Friday, July 21st, employees from Severino Trucking, along with company owner Ronald Severino, were performing work in Candia at the intersection of Critchett Road and Thresher Road when he suffered from sudden cardiac arrest. His employees immediately recognized the life-threatening condition and acted by initiating CPR and accessing 911. Upon hearing the call, Officer Phil McPherson with the Candia Police Department responded immediately. When he arrived on scene, he worked with Severino's employees to continue the resuscitation by deploying his AED, which delivered a defibrillation in an attempt to restart his heart. After the single defibrillation and 2 more minutes of CPR, his heart had started beating on its own, and he was breathing again. EMS personnel from Candia, Raymond Ambulance, and Exeter Hospital paramedics continued to care for him while transporting him to the Elliott Hospital. His hospital course expeditiously included identifying a blocked vessel in his heart, being treated in the catheterization lab by cardiac specialists to open the vessel, a very short ICU stay, and transition into a step-down cardiac unit where he would ultimately be discharged home in less than 48 hours from the initial event. The discharge nursing note on July 23rd at 1:30 p.m. is my favorite, and I'll read it as quoted. Patient ambulated independently off the unit at this time, declined a wheelchair.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. That should tell you everything you probably need to know about Ron. So I want to give you guys some statistics so you can understand the weight of this situation and how unique and rare it is. 90% of people who suffer an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest each year don't survive. Of the people that survive, CPR performed immediately can double or triple the chances of survival. It's estimated that 10% survive, while only 7% actually survive with positive neurological outcomes. For reference, in 2022, 347,322 people experienced out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in the United States, not related to trauma, which would make the neurologically intact survival count just over 24,000 people per year throughout the states. Currently, AEDs are used in less than 3% of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. However, when they are deployed, survival chances are markedly higher than those who receive CPR alone. To add to the rarity of this event, there's some additional facts. Through his company, Mr. Severino pays for and sponsors his employees to be trained in CPR, and he also makes donations to the Fire Department's Association. The AEDs carried on the CPD cruisers were purchased by the Fire Department's Association using donated funds. So without further ado, I'd like to have Officer Phil McPherson join me to receive an award.
Correct.
The Elliott Hospital would like to present you with this life-saving award. The award reads, 2023 Life-Saving Award, presented to Officer Phil McPherson, Candia Police Department. For actions taken on 21 July, performing CPR and deploying an AED, resulting in a life saved. And to present this award, Mr. Ronald Severino.
I'm going to get to meet you. Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If I may.
Yeah.
So, if you all remember, this was 5 or 6 weeks ago, there was a frenzy in the country about the lotteries, huge lotteries. So I would argue, so the news the next day says there's one winner. I would argue that they were wrong. Whether you are a wife, or a wife, a brother, a niece, or just a friend, I would argue that we all won the lottery that day.
Yeah.
And somebody won a lot of money, but we won a life. And the saying that says, only the good die young, well, we proved that a lot. Because Ronnie is as good as anybody, and I hope he's going to live to be a old man. Thanks to Phil and Wesley and Garrett and everybody, and thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I for one am very proud of our fire department and police department. This isn't the first time that they've saved a life. So thank you. Anything else? You guys got anything else, Dean?
No.
Okay. All right, this time I'd like to open a public hearing that was posted. And this is...
Nobody wants to stick for the public.
I don't blame him.
No worries.
Might as well make it a non-public.
Do we have to take a motion over
the public
hearing?
Was it something we said?
Or we should open
up and then close.
Yeah, can we go?
Yeah.
Motion?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to open the public hearing at 6:38 p.m.
I'll second, John.
All in favor?
So Young.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. This public hearing is in pursuant to RSA 31:5-B, and it was to do with the way town meeting was posted,
the warrant,
correct?
Was posted,
the warrant,
yes.
Was posted.
I posted a Excel, where the budget was on an Excel spreadsheet. It wasn't on a DRA approved. So, they're making us
is that the only defect?
That's it.
Yep.
Ratify, we just have to ratify the vote. Yep.
The numbers are the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, the numbers aren't changing. And then also, we'll have a special meeting on September 7th.
Yes, that's a Thursday.
It's 6:30, it's a Thursday.
And I already reached out to the moderator, town clerk, and then Candy.
Right. So all the people that need to be there will be there.
So what will be the business at that special time? To
just to vote on the warrant article.
To ratify.
To ratify the vote.
Yeah.
I have the warrant. If the board would like to sign it tonight, I can just post it, and
sure.
It's just basically.
Yeah.
Well, can that be modified at that meeting?
It is to cure the procedural defect. It's not to. Town attorney said you're not revisiting.
We're not going to revisit.
No,
that.
The warrant article.
Then
it's just a procedural.
Just to correct it.
It was a procedural
next year.
Defect. Yes.
And then what about all the other warrant articles?
No, No. You're not revisiting the warrant. No, we just...
Just the format. They didn't like the format.
They just didn't like the format.
Okay. Well, that would be easy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 5 minutes. I have minutes from other towns that have to do this. It literally will take 5 minutes.
There's no danger of somebody coming in here and making a motion to reduce the budget.
Well, if that happens, then you have to, it has to be approved by the court. If we have to have another special meeting, it's...
Half of the registered voters.
It will cost us a lot more money to try to drop the budget. And it's not, that's not the intent of the meeting.
Right.
It's to cure procedural...
That's above and beyond what you're involved to do. Correct.
Should I do the 7:30 hours? Even though my budget, you know, my Excel was...
So we're going to have heavy scheduled meeting for September 7th?
Do you want a motion for that, or do you need it or not?
Sure, if you want.
I don't know what you have to do technically.
I am going to have the board sign, you can vote to, yeah.
Okay, to hold a special...
Yep, I'm going to post that warrant.
Special town meetings.
The MS-737.
Thursday, September 7th at 6:30.
6:30, yeah.
6:30, at the town office building.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Very good. Does the board got any other questions or comments? Seeing none, how about the public?
You're the public.
Seeing none? Seeing none?
I do.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin was looking at his phone. He's not even paying attention.
Actually, I was looking at the minutes of a meeting from before.
Okay. All right, well then, if that's the case, then make a motion that we close the public hearing at 6:44?
6:41.
41?
I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing at 6:41 PM.
I'll second that one.
Any discussions, questions or anything? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.
Sorry.
See you all Thursday. Smith Memorial Building, trustees, what?
You didn't do the...
What didn't we do?
The quarterly grants. You just got to accept the quarterly grant, yeah. Second one, second bullet on the, underneath the public hearings.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry.
We have to open another public hearing?
Yeah.
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 Just to vote.
I'd like to make a motion to open public hearing at 6:42 to accept quarterly grants and donations.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
It's the highway grant. You want that?
Yep. Any discussion? We received a check for $35,131.80 from the state of New Hampshire, a highway block grant. I move we accept that.
I'll second that.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Very good.
Like to make a motion to close the public hearing at 6:42 PM.
Second that.
Second, all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Very good. All right, now I can move on. Darla, you're up.
Did any of you see, did you see the photo?
I put it in there.
I just thought I should offer up an explanation so it gets in the official notes of where the money came from.
Yeah.
When Ron passed away, donations were made in his name to Heritage Committee.
Commission.
Commission.
Yeah.
They also added to the donations. They, I think Diane wrote a small booklet about the mills that they were, and they sold that, so they had money from that. The Heritage Commission has not been meeting.
Correct.
They didn't know what they were going to do with this little bit of money that they had. So they asked the Smith Memorial trustees to take over the money for them. They had it in a checking account, I think. So we put it in a fund. And it's just been sitting there. And we look at it every time we look at a financial statement. And then it occurred to us that perhaps we should do something to memorialize this, since most of the money was donated in Ron's name. so we decided to do the bench. So we paid for it out of that fund.
Very nice.
Very nice, yeah. Is right.
Yeah, well, well deserving.
Yes.
Yeah, dedicated town service. That's nicely said.
So I just thought, in case there were any questions about where the money came from.
Good.
Very nice.
Board got anything else for Carla?
No,
very nice.
Thanks again, Carla.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have approval of the minutes of August 14.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the public minutes for the August 14th meeting.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Were there any changes or questions the board had? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Very good. The audit recommendations. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay. This is just the, this is one of the things where they did a write up on what they find. So purchasing policy was one. We have about 8 or 9 policies that are financial, financial policies that I'm going to bring to the board, like in small, like maybe to a meeting, just to say, you know, you don't have to change anything or vote, just saying that you reviewed it. Because if you don't change it, you don't have to vote on it. But the purchasing policy, they really wanted us to kind of take a look and work on that. So on this crop, there's 2 copies. One's the old policy, one's with the red is the suggested changes. you can review it now, or if you want to review it, we can look at it the next meeting. It's entirely up to you what you want to do with that. So
what's the board's wishes?
Well, I think we have some time to look it over and think about it.
Okay. Where's the original?
So the one in red is the proposed changes.
It's all on the same sheet.
And the original is the, it's just not in red, so.
Yeah. Do you want to do it tonight, Brian? You want to do it?
I need a minute
to look at mine.
That's fine.
Can we do it next?
Yeah, that's fine. And if you have changes or suggestions,
so
I'm certainly open to that.
So it was accurate that over 10,000 it did need?
No, there is, I believe
it's section... Is there a thing in there that says it doesn't?
Yeah, section 6...
at the end?
Q, is the one that says that the Board of Selectmen may waive any of the above requirements in cases where it is deemed inadvisable to solicit bids because of, for example, the need of standardization of such material supplies, equipment, services. Or for any other reasons which the Board of Selectmen deem to be in the best interest of the town.
I would think they put that down here where it says approval or competitive bid, not at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, we can move it around.
Should be close to where
the suggestion. Yeah, so that someone won't make the same mistake I did.
Yeah, we can put it in the competitive, we can move it to the competitive bid process, or we can put it in the criteria for bid selection.
It doesn't have to be, I guess. Where'd they put it?
It's pretty lengthy. Well, it's Q. Right, but that will change.
They kept it in,
because
but they
we put cross. Right. We crossed out some of these, like the utility purchase, advertising, postage, all that. We were like,
So not necessary.
Right. Trying to kind of make it a little less wordy. And we changed.
Did you address any of the other findings?
Hold on. We have been working on them, so let's see. The review and reaffirm town policies, which I just I'll stop bringing a couple at a time to the
How
board.
How about the police detail departments?
That, I have to talk to Kim. She would have talked with them.
And there's one untimely tax cost.
Yeah, they know. I mean, they know.
So Katie's going to take care of that?
And the treasurer, I think the treasurer got. So we have to get the deposits should be happening more than a couple of times a week. So
I'd say the purchasing policy was the most important one.
Yeah, I would say. And we also changed up to 5,000 because 1,000, just that threshold is so low.
Okay.
Considering what we purchase, it's nothing for the police department or Chuck to purchase something between $1,000 and $5,000.
Do you still have the $10,000 limit?
The $10,000, yeah, it says any product service over $10,000 will require sale bid excluding state bid items. So.
But not really.
But it kind of contradicts. Yeah, that little blurb does kind of contradict
way in
that.
The back, and I guess I didn't get that far in the back.
Unless we've always done it the other way.
Yeah, I think we've done it with that criteria section.
That's going to put Jeff.
Jeff and Chuck sometimes. I mean, Chuck, some of the stuff he has fixed, I mean, they're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I think $10,000 is pretty low.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When you think of it, $1,000
is way too low. Just nothing. The cost of everything nowadays.
Okay, salt, two loads of salt, there's your $10,000.
But it does say, Q says that the selectman and the group.
Yeah, the liaison, he can run it by you.
So they want the stuff in red. Is that correct?
We
had made suggestions. Okay. Yeah, Kim and I went through it, and we decided updating it. It's 10 years old, so.
Yeah, you'll probably. So we'll do it next time?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll put it on there.
That way everybody will have a chance to look at it.
I'll put a few others on, but nothing like, I mean, I have a list of them, so. The purchasing policy is
people
really
don't
the
even
one
know
that
what a
they really
book is anymore.
Something to help boost you up in the car.
Exactly. That was just Google. Who is that?
I did. It's with my computer.
Okay. Under other business, you want me to do the fire department one now?
The fire department appointment. Yes.
Yeah. Candia Fire Department would like the board to accept the nomination of Joseph Filbert to the position of firefighter. Joey is a Candia lifelong resident, operates his own business. Joey is looking to get into fire service and would be an ideal candidate for our department. Joey will be able to participate in our SAFER grant, allowing him to be fully certified as a firefighter and emergency medical responder. Joey will be starting our EMR course this month. And this is from Mike Kelly.
Yes.
Have a motion?
Yes.
I move we nominate Joey Filbert for an appointment to the Candy Volunteer Fire Department.
Second that.
Any questions, discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
So.
Joey.
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.
I also have for the police department, there is a grant that they have applied for. It's the highway safety grant. It's DUI. Yeah, it's for DUI. Speeding and there's DUI in here too. Yeah. Mike was going to kind of explain that.
They applied for it? You said they got it?
Yeah, and they got it.
Oh, good.
They, for some reason, it's kind of backwards. We haven't gotten the money yet, but they want us
to have this. All kinds of lights and signs down by your house.
The selectmen, or Brian, we have post-its where Brian needs to sign. If
slow down.
Yeah.
It is very hard to slow down going down that hill.
It is, but they really, this morning, they were crazy.
We have a couple on the turnpike that are outrageous, too.
Oh, they've got to be. It's paved beautifully.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, loud.
Was it a cut through?
I think they'd fix their muffler if they got speed that fast.
Is that one?
Boy, my name is everywhere.
To get to 101.
Oh, okay.
The contract signatory.
Now, did they do that themselves? Huh?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stickers.
I saw them all.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's where.
Yeah, let me see it.
Or down here.
What are your
there's
options?
Too many options.
What's the options, guys?
Oh, they want the printed name and the signature.
I hate that. I always forget. I sign it both places. Now, did they get that grant themselves, or did Jeff help
Officer
them?
Trelli, I believe, applied for that grant.
Very good.
Yeah. So.
Very good.
Today is 28.
Yep.
How was your vacay?
It was good.
Was it?
Good. Yeah, my daughter kept me busy.
I was just going to say.
She wanted to come back to work because
it was too much. Because slow down.
Yeah,
you could relax a little bit.
Holy shit.
Shh.
Delete that. Delete. I don't think, what's the black thing say? I don't, it's like glasses.
I was checking chat and then it came up.
Is anybody on? No? Nobody was there?
Nobody's here, nope.
Oh, good.
They don't know what they're missing out on.
No, sometimes we don't, there's a lot of them on there. Wait till our planning board report next. I assume Brian's gonna give it.
What's that, yeah?
The planning board report.
I don't know, Rudy was pretty adamant about it.
No, just, I would just ask him to submit it.
Oh, I was gonna do that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Is that Wednesday? That's a meeting Wednesday, right?
Not this Wednesday.
No, right after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Right.
September 11th.
Yeah, Labor Day's early this year, isn't it?
Is it early?
It's hard to believe summer's over.
The 4th, it's next Monday.
I know, we're doing budget now, it's like, I thought we just put that to bed.
I know.
All right, doesn't feel like we should be doing budgets in 2-3 weeks.
Remember, there's gonna be a super blue moon on Thursday night.
Yes.
Is there?
Yeah.
Cool.
With a good view of Saturn as well.
It was pretty bright last night too, actually.
My son is a skull.
The next one's gonna be in 15 years from now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What's that?
We won't see it again for another 15.
Next time you do a super.
I better catch this one then.
I probably won't be around, so.
My son has a scope and you can see the, everything on the, oh yeah, up on the hill.
See the craters on the moon and everything?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Wow. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Well, I wouldn't want to be his neighbor.
Yeah. Well, Holly Haas is that way, so he knows better than to aim that side.
How's it going, Brian?
I just want to make sure I'm on the right line before I do it.
Is firstborn male?
Just about, well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, okay, I'm brought down. Lots of sticky notes.
Blood type.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jeez.
Organ donor.
Which is the grant?
It's like 4,800.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Pretty fortunate, aren't we?
We are. Well, we're in the black, though. The state's in the black. We should be getting.
Good.
I mean, they've been in the black with Sununu
every
year.
Maybe we'll get a few more.
We'll see what happens next year. Next year.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, because he's not going to run, huh?
No, he's not.
It's too bad.
No, what's her name?
Yes.
Kelly Ayotte.
Kelly and
oh, my
God. Oh, Kelly's. I like Kelly.
Kelly Ayotte's all right.
I do too.
Craig, you don't like
Craig, Joyce Craig?
Yeah.
Well, if
did you need a motion for that?
We haven't gotten the funds yet. This is more.
All right. So when we get them.
Well, you don't make them. You don't make a motion because this is something in addition to that they want. So just to accept the
Make sure I did my homework
accept
correctly.
Accept the grant. So total grant amount $4,800.
That's all accepted.
Sounds good to me.
Let's do a motion. Just because if I don't have a motion, they'll ask for a motion.
Just say
accept the grant application.
In the amount of the grant's gonna be in the amount of $4,800. So
okay.
Well, we haven't received it yet, right?
We haven't received the money yet, but I am going.
You have to accept it first.
Yeah, you have to accept it first. This is a little backwards, but what they want.
Well, no, like just like that fire department, that money that they use to send him to school. We haven't. They have to pay for.
They pay
it.
Yeah. It's
they
want
to make sure they use it.
Yeah, that's
for the right.
We've got to make sure we have enough money in a fund to do that.
Yeah. No. And George is keeping track of it. He's.
Oh no. He's.
Yeah. He's very meticulous about that. So.
All right. So you want a motion then?
Please.
Well, I move we submit the application for the $4,800 grant, or accept and authorize our chairman to sign it.
Okay.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Pat.
Good. Is there any other business?
That's it. That's all I have.
Yeah, how are we doing on our tax delinquents?
That we were on hold until...
Candy's having
Candy
serious computer issues right now.
Oh, no.
And the person that she
was
wants...
on hold until she was ready to deal
with
it.
Yeah, and the person that she needs to get in touch with... in the tax software, or the BMSI has been on vacation, and there's another one that
no one else can help her.
Well, she can't produce the account transcripts.
She says, no, there's something wonky going on with it, so so she just is printing.
Yeah, we'd rather have
it. It's producing the right billing. Yeah. There's like someone that does owe money, and we know he does, and is coming out like he's paid. So it's weird.
Oh, my God.
Information like transposed.
Not the big one, is it?
Oh, my God.
No, it's a different, this is a different
guy. Hey, is Ronnie out there? He's supposed to take me to dinner.
I haven't been outside. I've been talking in the hall here.
Did you want to add anything to that?
You should be taking him to dinner.
I guess
he's
so.
He's the survivor.
the grant, any additional information? I just, that was the DUI, highway.
It's the typical distracted driving, the speed, distracted driving, and the DUI grant. We don't have to use them all, but they encourage us to apply for it. So then we have offices that want to work the overtime and do the grants that are available.
Oh.
It goes in the next year. It's the federal cycle. So it goes October 23 all the way to 2024 October.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
So you have a year to use it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is just for personnel overtime?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
No signs, no flashing things?
None of that.
Good.
Nothing at the end of my driveways.
Whatever happened to that solar one that you had up there?
We've been putting it around.
They've been putting it everywhere. I like that. You move it around. Yeah.
What's the high speed on that so far?
I don't know.
Ah, he is in.
Yeah, no. Your office is never mind. No,
yeah. Slipped up. Fire department.
Yes. I guess we got to get the approval ahead of time so they can send it up to the executive council. Can I go through that?
Good. Oh. We just got it.
They wanted ahead of time the approval, then.
Yeah, I'll give this to Karen tomorrow.
Well, it's like a lot of guys. They want to make sure you're going to use it for what it's designed for.
Right.
And not just sit around.
Okay.
They'll give it to somebody else that is going to use it.
Exactly.
Good. Well, I did want to say that Hannah did an excellent job again with Old Home Day.
It was
a nice
day.
It was a perfect day.
Great job.
I think the parade was a little bit bigger this year, I think.
Teeny bit bigger, we slowed it right down. We got a request to slow the parade down. I lead the parade, and Hannah was with me. I drive Hannah. And I said, we'll just go as slow as we can without having the Boy Scouts
run into the vacuum.
And, people really liked it. I heard a lot of
people. I didn't think it was too bad, the speed, myself, but.
Yeah. Well, compared to last time.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Last time, I think I had used the brake a lot more.
So, I think it worked out well. Had a great crowd, and no issues.
I would like to encourage some of the organizations to make some floats. I really miss
the
parades with CYA. Did a nice job on
that. And we used to have a bike thing. Remember the kids would decorate their bikes, and the little kids would decorate their doll carriage. I don't even know if they would have a dog. Coming down the hill might be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, but we used to.
But we used to go from Adams Row, remember, Brian?
Yeah.
Go that way, so it's kind of flat.
No, that was that was before.
That would be better for the bikes. This coming down the hill, Mike.
That's back before we had a chief, I think.
Yeah, might have been. I was going to say Norm.
We had a guy who drove around in his old Chevy or something.
Yeah.
What do you put in Officer McPherson's personnel file to recognize his contribution and what he did?
What am I going to put?
Yeah, what will you put in this personnel file? Is there some
copy
kind
of the award, right?
We'll do that, but what I have a plan for is he's going to get a plaque from the police department. We have a meeting, just the guys, the officers, kind of in-house. He's going to get that, too, as well. As a certificate.
Okay. Good. I hope you recognize. I hope that.
Is that what you did for Rick?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. We didn't do that for Rick. And we're going to... That's the plan. We're talking to Karen. We're getting two plaques made up.
Right.
Oh, good.
They don't know about this, but it's not.
They will now. Okay.
I also submitted Rick's nomination and Phil to McDonald's as a recognition program.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And
good.
They can take multiple entries.
Okay.
Waiting to hear back. They extended the program, but we, believe it or not, it was in before the deadline, but in any event, they didn't get that many requests.
Yeah.
So another email went out to the Chiefs Association, like, please submit some stuff, but I already submitted them, and I couldn't think of anything else.
Well, that's awesome, the small little community like ours, and you have two life-saving situations.
Yeah, and, I think we recognize this and not just forget it tomorrow morning, okay, what happened, after we had this little event here tonight. you know, I think, you know, this community ought to be reminded of your...
Put a note for the deliberate session that we can bring it up at the deliberate session.
Sure.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, Ronnie's going to do it at his Christmas, they have that safety thing, yeah. Yeah, he's going to do something.
Yeah, that was amazing how it all worked out, all the guys with the CPR, that's what it is.
That's awesome.
We learned that taking the CPR classes here.
Yeah.
With Bob and the fire guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Linda, did you say, do you guys need AED practice or new people need, what is it?
It's going to be coming up 2 years in November.
Oh, good, did you ask Bob?
It's just coming from you.
It's just coming from me.
You get them?
No.
That's because you're so speedy.
You're trying to get my eyeball.
Bob must be out of town, usually he's down here for this type of stuff.
Right.
He must be out of state.
Probably up to his camp.
But I think what makes Ron's story especially interesting is the fact that he provided CPR training for his employees.
Yes.
That was great, yes.
And he was the first
first line
trained.
And he donates very generously to the fire department when they do their letter each year. I mean, very generously.
Probably some of that AED he received with
he probably paid for it.
Yeah, that's pretty neat how that went around like that.
Yeah.
But thank God they had his guys had the training.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. I mean, they said without it.
We've had the AED. I've used it a few times with the officers, and it didn't do anything because it doesn't read the right heart rhythm.
Oh.
And it tells you continue CPR.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So, Linda, maybe that's something to think about, to ask Bob what a good
time for him. A lot of times I've seen it in operation, and it doesn't do anything because it doesn't shock. Fortunately, it did shock on Dennis.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick went in. Rick did what he was taught and got the machine hooked up. And I was right there and watched it in action. It unfortunately, didn't start as hot, but it worked. I saw it shocked. I saw the bot, you know. It was incredible.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So glad that we have them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at the fire department. And Ron, I guess, ultimately, how...
He does. He gives
donated.
A lot.
We have three of them.
How often do those get inspected?
Every month.
Yeah. Monthly?
The guys pull them out and check them when they do the cruiser checks.
Okay.
Then we'll have one guy go through with the fire department and check the batteries and the dates.
Yeah.
The
Bob used to check. So Bob always checked ours.
Bob checks it, because I made a spreadsheet and he just checks it off each month. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
He's right there, so he's been checking it. We brought that up at the safety meeting. Remember?
Right.
Nice. Bob's been on that.
Well, it's like people's fire extinguishers, you know, when they don't check, when you have
to do it every year,
refoamed or whatever it is they do.
They lose the charge.
We also have, Mike is going to bring us a bag full of supplies for medical if we need it.
Oh, that's right. Mike Kelly. Yeah.
Yep. So that's nice of him. He's going to try to scrounge up a whole bunch of different things. We need ice packs, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
Anything else? On the calendar, the town office will be closed September 4th, observation of Labor Day. And the next select board meeting actually will be on the 7th.
It's just a
shorty, but and then our regular meeting will be on the 11th.
And we have that all posted, so we're all set.
I'm posting that tomorrow, as I have your all signed.
Yeah, it has to be 7. Yeah. It's only 7 days,
So if there's nothing else?
7 days.
Yep. You got nothing else?
No.
Motion?
Move to adjourn. 7:10.
Second that.
All in favor?
So?
Boy.
Brian?
Pat.
Very good.
Hey, good job.